thing.
You're supposed to be this pouty little girl who says yes when she means no, and no when she means yes, and I cannot do it, okay? Happy, smile. Sad, frown. Use the corresponding face for the corresponding emotion. But you, no, you want a mysterious, sexy, manipulative...
It is not me who wants it. I don't want it.
Well, what do you want?
I want you...
You want me?
我来看今天的美国俚语，这个句子叫 "If you act like a clown."
If you act like a clown.
我们要教给你的这个短语叫 "act like a clown." To act like a clown means to act silly, stupid, or crazy. 这个短语你来看字面的意思，它在俚语里面 "act" 是行为、做事情的表现行为 ，"like" 在这个地方表示像什么一样。 像什么一样呢? 后面的名词叫 a clown, clown 职业，在马戏团你经常看到小丑。那么你来看这个字面，行为举止像一个小丑，那它的意思就表示你的行为很愚蠢，行为很愚蠢叫 act like a clown. When the boys drink too much beer, they act like clowns. 因为我们的主语用了辅助，所以这个地方小丑也用了辅助。这句话的意思是，孩子喝了太多的啤酒，所以他们干了蠢事情。 They act like clowns. 他们干着愚蠢的事情。You
really don't understand the word I tell you. How can I help you win back this ridiculous man if you act like a clown?
It was an accident, okay? I wasn't expecting to see him right then. Sucking up to her parents in that outfit.
Kate 终于可以在她的前未婚夫和那个法国女人面前出一口气了。这段对话很有意思，一起来看一下。
Kate!
Hi!
Hi!
Can I sit with you guys?
But of course, please have a seat.
Pardonnez-moi. Pay no attention to me.
So, you must be Juliet.
Yes, I'm Juliet.
Let me take a good look at the woman who stole my Charlie's little heart.
I did not steal anything that didn't want to be stolen.
Ooh. Ouch. She's smart, Charlie. And beautiful and probably great at everything.
Look, Kate.
No, Charlie, really, relax. I didn't come here for a fight, honestly. Hello, waiter.
Madame.
Hi. I don't speak much French, so bear with me. I'd like a sea breeze. Is that translate?
Sea breeze, okay. Madame.
The key to French waiters, if you're nice to them, they treat you like shit. Treat them like shit, they love you. Juliette, s'il vous plaît, les carottes.
Voilà.
Merci. What?
Nothing, no. You seem so different.
No. Charlie, I'm going through some sort of transitional thing. See, after you called, I decided to get on a plane to Paris and get you back. And I hate to fly. In fact, I never fly. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yes.
But I told myself there is no way that everything I've been building toward would be destroyed because some pouty little, and this is before I knew you personally, bitch, pardon my French, wanted to steal herself a husband. So I bought the ticket, got on the plane, and somehow made it over the big blue ocean.
好，看过这个片段，来，我们来学几个原点。第一个原点是这个叫 Pay no attention to me.
Pardonnez-moi. Pay no attention to me.
我们要教给你的这个词组叫 pay attention. Yes, to pay attention means to watch or listen carefully. 我们把它翻译成关注、注意，叫 pay attention. You never paid attention to me. I felt like you didn't care about me. Wow. 这句话的意思是翻译一下，我觉得你根本就没有注意过我，我想大概你对我没那个意思吧。Ouch,
she's smart, Charlie, and beautiful and probably great at everything.
Look, Kate.
Really, relax, I didn't come here for a fight, honestly. Hello, waiter.
Madame.
Hi, I don't speak much French, so bear with me, I'd like a sea breeze, is that translate?
各位，我们来看第二个原点，这个短语叫 so. Bear with me.
I don't speak much French, so bear with me. I'm like a.
我们教给你的这个短语叫 bear with someone. If you say to bear with someone means to be patient with someone. 就是我们中文里面说的叫对谁耐心一点，容忍他一下，叫 bear with somebody. 来看第一个例句，有人叫我叫 Hey Duran, 有人来找你，赶快过来吧。我说 Hey, just a second, 稍等。This speech may take a while, so please bear with me. 这句话的意思是稍微等我一下 ,just a second, 因为我这个讲话还要花一点时间，所以耐心一点，等我一下，不好意思，别介意，都可以，感觉是 So please, 请你 bear with me, 对我耐心一点。
Myself, there is no way that everything I've been building toward would be destroyed because some pouty little, and this is before I knew you personally, bitch, pardon my French.
好，各位，我们来看今天的最后一个语言点，这个短语叫 pardon my French.
Pardon my French.
Pardon my French. French here is a term that means swear words. 好，小心了 ,French 在这个地方的意思不是法语的意思，所以 pardon my French 不是原谅我的法语。French 在这个地方是一个专有的意思，表示脏话。你讲脏话吗？他讲脏话吗？这个脏话就叫 French。难道法语里面脏话很多吗？我也不知为什么，这个词是脏话的意思，叫 French。哎，你听没听说北京的国安又要赛主场了？我要跟我的朋友一起去看球，我会提前跟他们讲一句话。听好，这句话叫 Hey, if I swear during the soccer game.Please pardon my French in advance. 这句话的意思是 Hey, 如果我是说如果我在球赛的时候骂街讲脏话的话，你可一定要提前原谅我，你可要原谅我，叫 Please pardon my French, 提前叫 in advance.
Pardonnez-moi, pay no attention to me.
So, you must be Juliet.
Yes, I'm Juliet.
Let me take a good look at the woman who stole my Charlie's little heart.
I did not steal anything that didn't want to be stolen.
Ooh, ouch. She's smart, Charlie. And beautiful and probably great at everything.
Look, Kate.
No, Charlie, really, relax. I didn't come here for a fight, honestly. Hello, waiter.
Madame.
Hi.I don't speak much French, so bear with me. I'm like a sea breeze. Does that translate?
Sea breeze.
The key to French waiters, if you're nice to them, they treat you like shit. Treat them like shit, they love you. Juliette, s'il vous plaît, la carotte.
Voilà.
Merci. What?
Nothing, no. You seem so different.
Wow. Charlie, I'm going through some sort of transitional thing. See...After you called, I decided to get on a plane to Paris and get you back. And I hate to fly. In fact, I never fly. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yes.
But I told myself there is no way that everything I've been building toward would be destroyed because some pouty little, and this is before I knew you personally, bitch, pardon my French, wanted to steal herself a husband. So I bought the ticket, got on the plane, and somehow made it over the big blue ocean.
好了，今天学的东西非常的多。好，我帮你来一个快速的 review, 回顾，好吧。来看我们在俚语里面学了一个短语叫跟小丑有关系，那个短语叫 act like a clown, 这句话的意思表示你的行为很愚蠢，你做了傻事，叫 act like a clown。 接下去我们学了一个词组，表示把注意力给谁，关注什么，留心什么，你要关注我们的节目，这样才能够很顺利，那个短语叫 pay attention, 如果有关注的内容的话就是 toSomething or somebody. 好，接下去再往下面我们学了一个短语，表示对我耐心一点，别急，对我耐心一点。 Be patient with me means bear with somebody. Bear with. 接下去就是刚刚讲过的那个词，是表示原谅我的脏话，脏话叫法国话 French.
Welcome to Movie Tunes, I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song, Dummy Song, from the artist Louis Armstrong.
I'll take the legs from some old table.
Louis Armstrong was born in 1901. He was a famous jazz musician and considered one of the founding fathers of jazz. He wrote songs for over 50 years, And not only was he a musician, he was a writer and an actor as well. Let's take a look at one of his popular songs, Dummy Song. Dummy Song, in this case, dummy means a life-size doll, a doll that is the size of a person. That's called a dummy. I'll take the legs from some old table. Legs from a table are the four parts of a table that hold it up. Those are the legs of a table. I'll take the arms from some old chair. Arms of a chair are the sides of the chair that you put your arm on, that you can rest your arms on. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. The neck of a bottle is the top skinny part of the bottle that you pour from. That's called the neck of a bottle. And from the horse, I'll take the hair. So from the horse, probably the horse's tail, he'll take the hair. And the legs from a table, the arms from a chair, the neck from a bottle, and make a dummy, a life-size person. Now you know what Louis Armstrong means when he sings the dummy song.
I'll take the legs from some old table. I'll take the arms from some old chair. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. And from a horse, I'll take the hair. I'll take the hands and face from off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from the dumb dummy than I ever got from you.